Joining us on the phone is John Williams. He is the founder of Shadow Government Statistics. And if you go on his website, you'll find out that he thinks the jobless rate already moved into the double digits. He's joining us from Oakland, California. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
First of all, how do you come up with these figures?
Well, I just generally work with the government's figures and look at how methodologies have been changed over time and the way people tend to commonly view things such as unemployment. The average person knows whether or not he's unemployed, but that doesn't mean he's going to be counted as such by the federal government. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, which reports unemployment from its household survey, where they go around and survey roughly 60,000 households each month, actually publishes six different measures of what they call alternate measures of labor underutilization. Their unemployment level U3 is the one that's popularly followed, the one that right now is at 7.2% as of December. Their broadest measure, U6, which includes what they call marginally attached workers, including discouraged workers and people who are forced to work part-time because they can't get a full-time job. There, the government's reporting the unemployment rate at 13.5%. And if you go back to 1994, when the current unemployment system was set up, in terms of its reporting, how it's reporting the questions, the definitions of the different measures, they redefined discouraged workers at that time. A discouraged worker is someone who meets all the qualifications of being unemployed, except he or she is not actively looking for work because there are no jobs to be had in the area where they live. And up through 1994, that's all that was required to be counted as an unemployed, as a discouraged worker. When it was redefined, the discouraged worker base was limited to those who had only been discouraged for less than a year. If you had been discouraged for more than a year, if you hadn't been looking for a job for more than a year because there are no jobs to be had, you were no longer counted. And that knocked the total number of discouraged workers down from the area of 4 to 5 million to somewhere in the range of 500,000. I work out an estimate of discouraged workers. It's an estimate. I add it back into the existing numbers to, indicate where the numbers would be if they were still counting the full universe of discouraged workers, and I come up with an unemployment rate of 17.5%.
Well, let me jump in on that point, because one of the headlines in the Washington Post is the layoffs cut deeper into the economy. 22 of the 30 companies that make up the Dow Jones Industrial Average have announced job cuts since the economy took a nosedive back in October. What does that fact mean in terms of the jobless picture? With you just saying,
well, it's obviously deteriorating. You're in a state of free fall. There have been a lot of comparisons drawn here between what we're seeing now and maybe the period of the Great Depression. Although we're heading into that, area is a generally a valid comparison. We're not there yet. There's been a lot of games playing with the numbers. For example, when the last jobs report came out and 524,000 jobs were reported lost, it was touted as being the worst since World War II, or the shutdown in production following World War II. While that may be true in terms of a physical count, back at that time, the workforce was maybe a third of what it is today. If you look at it on a percentage basis, the numbers we're seeing from a jobs loss standpoint right now is the worst that we've seen since the double-dip recession of the early 1980s and the recession of 74-75, which were generally considered to be the worst recession since the Great Depression. We're rapidly moving beyond those. We're seeing it in other numbers such as retail sales and industrial production, where I figure by April, any way you look at it, we're going to be looking at the worst economic circumstance here since before World War II.
Let me direct our audience to your website, which is shadowstats.com. We're talking with John Williams, who's the founder of that website. He's joining us on the phone from Oakland, California. Thanks very much for sharing your perspective with our audience this morning.
Always a pleasure.